share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
And they're coming down the final furlong now. And Long Drive Home is being chased down by I'm Tired. I Wish I Didn't Have to Drive Home is losing ground as Better Get a Travelodge is coming up fast. Long Drive Home is fading as Better Get a Travelodge comes tearing up on the inside and Better Get a Travelodge takes it!
Sporting event coming up. Better Get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travellodge.co.uk.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6. In the last hour, there has been an update from police investigating a crash in Liverpool on Monday.
The man arrested by Merseyside police following the incident on Water Street has now been charged with 7 serious offences. Doyle has been remanded into custody and he will appear at Liverpool Magistrates Court in the morning.
The charges against 53-year-old Paul Doyle from West Derby include dangerous driving and causing GBH with intent. A car was driven into crowds during the city's Premier League victory parade, injuring 79 people. A body has been found in the search for a missing teenage girl in West Yorkshire. Emergency services were called to Baitings Reservoir yesterday after reports a girl had fallen into the water from a dam. Police say a formal identification hasn't taken place yet. It's thought nearly 2.5 million people in England have ADHD. Of those, nearly 750,000 are children and young people. It's the first time there's been an official estimate. And the Greggs sausage roll is getting its own waxwork at Madame Tussauds in London. It's the first food item to go on display there.
Sport.
England's cricketers have begun life under new white ball captain Harry Brooke by posting a huge total in the first one-day international against the West Indies. They ended their 50 overs on 400 for 8. Cameron Norrie has continued his run of improving form by reaching the third round of the French Open tennis. He eased to a straight sets win over Argentina's Federico Gomez. Katie Bolter is out, though. She was comfortably beaten by American Madison Keys. And the winner of the Premier League darts will take home £275,000 this evening. Defending champion Luke Littler finished top of the group phase.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Rain for central Scotland, northern England and Wales tonight, mostly dry elsewhere with a low of 4 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers for most and a high of 24. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Thanks, Dr. Cinta Templeton. Dr. Cinta Templeton there with the news. Gavin Woods is sitting next day. He doesn't have any. Harry has got no news for you. Finny might have some news.
Mm.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. I've got a bit of news.
Oh, okay.
I've got news about an army of hackers that the military intelligence is trying to put together. Can I just say, don't bother. Don't bother. I've got the answer to tell you why. So I've got a bit of news.
You have a different solution.
I've got a different... Sorry, Gav, did you say...
Solution.
Solution. They've put out a problem. I've got a solution. Yeah, they're trying to put together like an SAS...
Of hacking.
Yeah, I call it a special bit service. Yeah, BYT. Do you like what I've done there?
Nice.
A special bite service. Yeah? Do you like that?
I love that.
I really like that.
Yeah.
They're there for a bit of cyber rattling, but I've got a solution to their proposed special bite service. I know that is pronounced bit. Mm. Also, dinner party chit chat. I've got more things that you slept through. Afternoon, guys, back in the 70s, I went to the Rainbow to see the Jam. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Still, one of the biggest regrets of my life is not going to see Bob Marley there with some Greek friends of ours. I had a couple of spare tickets. Gutted.
You had a chance to go to that gig?
Yes. Well, no, to go to a gig at the Rainbow. Yeah. Yeah. Was there only one?
No, he did famously, that's a live... Yeah, I think it's even been filmed.
I think it was filmed. Yeah. Anyway, I fell asleep in the sixth row. When I awoke, I was in what was now the second row as the punks destroyed the first four rows so they could pogo to the band.
Wow.
Just missed that, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got your dinner party chit-chat, more of those. We've had a record amount of texts in, which does suggest this will be back. This will be back every single week.
Yeah.
Ad infinitum. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Harry will be painting the town red. What town? Our pet town. In this case, it is West Bromwich. Right, this is Cocoon. It's Catfish and the Bottle Men. Relax back and go. This will take it from here.
Radio X.
Straight into your arms like a drunk who's been on it all morning, and the sun's up and my head's full, and immediately I grab you, you go all red like the first time. I love it when you do that, gotta love it when you do that. And I thought maybe you'd stay and try and outdrink me. Your friends all hate it. Forget it if they.
Rock and roll is what I want.
Indie rock and roll.
I'd have gone at nine.
From the home of the game. What, to see the Killers?
No, Bob Marley. We were talking about Bob Marley.
Yeah, but Gav, you can't do that, Gavin.
I'd have gone.
Okay, fair enough. Gav rings, he'd have gone to see Bob Marley at
9 years old.
At 9 years old. And the Killers outro is a perfect time.
It's just right.
To express that. Let's change the subject a little bit. No, sorry, during that we did a rapid search of the last time Bob Marley played Britain was 1980.
Yeah. Right.
At Crystal Palace Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I tried to find out which gig, I was told, oh, you could have come with us.
That's so annoying.
And I was trying to think, it's a really annoying thing to do. Harry, let's paint the town red right now.
Let's do it.
Paint the town red.
What do you got there? What do you got there, Harry? We go to West Bromwich.
That's right, in the west side of the West Midlands. It's not, it's the east side, but yeah. There we go.
Is it the east side of the West Midlands?
Yes. I'm from the west side of the West Midlands.
Oh,
right.
There we
go.
Isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a lot to go by. Anyway, West Brom is in the West Midlands.
I keep running quiet.
But it's the east of the West Midlands. Anyway, start us off. We've got the letter R, which stands for recommendations. Now, I'm going to give it to you straight.
Go on.
Outside the football season, I don't have all that much to recommend in West Bromwich.
Wow.
Don't you?
But I do have two points.
Hey, wait a second. Is it bad? A lot of people are texting in some quite disparaging
There's
stuff.
There's people from West Brom saying bad
They're all
things.
From West Brom, this is part of West Midland pride, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're really proud. If you slag off anywhere in the West Midlands to them, and you really go for it. They'll go, oh, that's, it's even worse than that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's even worse. You go around the corner, it's even more of it. Oh, it's disgusting. The amount of money they've spent on it, it's been behind, you just squandered it all.
Yes.
It's absolutely how.
Stuart said something similar to that.
So yeah, Stuart Morrison definitely has. Yeah, he's been pretty forthright. Yeah. But he's only at the vanguard of a flood of people from the West Midlands.
I've never seen so many asterisks in a text.
It's unbelievable. No, just the whole text board. Yeah. It looks like we're playing a sort of 80s video game. And it's like one called Galaxians. I'm not kidding. It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've got some recommendations. I do have some, okay. Two in particular. Number one, takeaways. They have three that I'm particularly intrigued by and can recommend them on their name alone.
Okay.
One of those takeaways is called Viva La Smash.
Okay.
Another one is called Big John's.
Okay.
And the final one I'd like to recommend on its name alone is UK Shawarma.
UK Shawarma.
Yep.
Sounds like a sort of weird sort of
UK garage,
like a Lebanese punk band.
Yeah. And my second
UK. Good evening. We are the UK Shawarmas. You're invited to their annual Shawarma Lama Ding Dong.
The second point of recommendation I've got for you. Well, as you might know, I am a Shropshire lad.
Yes.
Mm. I'm an agricultural kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, luckily for me, West Bromwich is home to Forge Mill Farm, which includes a flock of Shropshire sheep.
Wow.
Okay, love it.
Yes.
Wow, man.
Shropshire sheep.
You were really in trouble for
some barrel scraping going on here.
Terrible.
What's
the caller? The thing is, we've got a caller calling tomorrow, and she's keen as mustard.
Yeah.
She's keen as mustard. I'm almost worried about how keen she is, actually.
Anyway, it's a home from home for me, but we all know the real reason why I'm there at the Forge Mill Farm.
Why?
Goats.
There's goats.
What is it? You love goats.
Yeah, I love a goat. The keen listener will know that I feed them on average once a fortnight, unfortunately.
Keen listeners.
And they have three different breeds of goat for me to nourish.
What have they got?
They like one called like a Godat, another called a Goar, and like a Jersey one.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know there were so many flavours.
There's lots.
Goat was goat.
I must say, when I was in Marrakesh.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you really?
By the mountain. Did you go and see those goats that were up trees?
Oh, the
next up
goats.
Is the letter E, which stands for entertainment. Now, for my money, the jewel in the West Bromwich crown is the billiard hall, formerly a Wetherspoons,
terrible
new management. Tonight, it's reggae night.
Wow.
Their words, no passport needed, just bring your best moves, your loudest laugh, and some comfy shoes, because come 9 p.m, you better be limber, because it's the limbo showdown.
Wow.
What, it's reggae night at the billiards hall?
With a limbo event.
She got limbo.
Yeah, buddy. There's videos on their Facebook page. It's fantastic.
I thought it was just only on cruise liners.
No. It's all happening.
Okay.
And that's why they tell you to bring your comfy shoes so you can get crawling. Okay.
Wow.
3 to enter, prize up for grabs. Finally, it is time for
D,
which stands for Does It Have a Domino's?
No, I don't think it
Maybe
does.
Maybe it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Oh!
No way.
Oh, no!
I was genuinely shocked.
It was a town too far for the Domino group.
Do you think they came and looked at it?
No, just go. We'll say we looked here for hours.
Put your foot down.
And they just curb crawled through the place, just looking at empty shops.
The Domino scouts.
There's no room for us here.
No.
This is.
It's all their Shawarma UK.
This is all they saw there. An emptiness machine. It's Linkin Park.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed.
machine, the emptiness machine.
Say there are emptiness machines in most pub toilets in West Bromwich. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Thank you very much, Harry. Was that a tough one this time? Sorry, Harry's just painted the town red, in this case, our pet town of West Brom, which I thought was going to be, because it's got West Brom, I thought it was going to be too big for a pet town and we're going to be a bit overwhelmed by it. It turns out, actually, you haven't found enough.
I haven't even got a Domino's.
No.
But it's got, you know, a football club that has been Premiership.
That's true, yeah.
So how many people are there? Have you got any stats on that?
No, this is...
No one can know that.
No, I haven't got a data team, have I?
So. No.
What I would say is, it is massive and there is lots of great things there and they have got stadium tours, but they're once a month. So, you know, I wanted to deal with the here and now.
Right.
Yeah, of course you did.
Thanks
of course
for
you
that.
Did. And what was the most staggering thing you turned up, Harry? Because I know you looked at this.
What? The most staggering thing?
You turned up about West Brom. Oh, population. Population 100,000.
Yeah, wow. It's a lot.
Well, Leicester's 300,000.
Yeah, so. it's a big place. Also, something that didn't make the cut but can now is also at the Billiard Hall on a Sunday, they've got a raffle. Winner takes it all, £1 a ticket.
Wow.
Yep. But if you're not there, you don't get the prize.
No, obviously.
Well.
Obviously, like the limbo, you got to be there to win that one. You can't win a limbo competition in absentia. Because then you're literally, you know, you leave them in.
Okay.
We've got dinner party chit chat next with things that you've slept through.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. Naturally cloudy. Thanks to the Jonagold Apple.
Radio X.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Mm.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Hiya.
What, geezer?
What's occurring?
Hey, up, son. You're right, Arkin.
All right, my lover.
Hello.
You're right, babe. Are you well?
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, dear. Fancy saying hi to more of the UK? Better get a Travelodge. Find great value, king-size comfort up and down the country. At travelodge.co.uk.
At Wix, save on Dulux standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas Tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Unfortunately, I have some very sad news. I will be unavailable to host the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow. And unfortunately, it will be Toby Tarrant. I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do, but it will only be for 3.5 hours. And then I'm back Saturday morning, and then again all next week. You're welcome.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 1/60/74. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for club card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Change, no one feels there a stick.
Bottoms, perfect me right here on Radio X. Someone's just texted, incidentally, Harold was just talking about... is Harold, he said, it's not short for Henry. His name is Harold. I've seen his passport.
Mm.
I was talking to... Harold was telling us about... Harold's looking at me like, you did? I am. Harold was just telling us about the pet town, West Brom, and he said that there's a raffle. Mm. A winner takes all raffle. Someone just texted in to say, winner takes all is not a raffle. That is gambling. Thanks very much. make sure you clear things like that up, because that is actually pretty strictly controlled by Ofcom, that sort of stuff. So thanks for tidying that up. But if you see any other slip-ups like that in his work, please point those out. So a lot of people talking about things they've fallen asleep during. This is after it was revealed that the Heathrow chief slept for 7 hours through the airport shutdown. His phone was on silent mode, was on his bedside table. He gets paid $3.2 million. But like I said, he probably, you know, if I knew him, I'd certainly call him. Every time there was a slight hitch at Heathrow, you'd be calling him. They're a bit surly through the gate. Like, sure. Taking ages through security. What's his name? Winthorpe. Thomas. Right. Loads of you talking about things you've slept through. Thank you very much for this.
I get no sleep.
My friend slept through the 2004 tsunami. He was staying in a Thailand hotel on the coast, woke up none the wiser. Went downstairs, there were suitcases floating everywhere.
God.
How about that? Nick from Washington.
That's mad.
Thanks, Nick. We got Gav.
Zoe in Tottenham says, hi, Johnny. My partner, Anthony, slept through a parking ticket. The warden literally ticketed him whilst having a little nap outside our daughter's school.
I'm not sure they're allowed to do that.
You should know you're being ticketed.
You're right.
Yeah, that's sneaky, isn't
that
it?
That is sneaky, yeah. Because I tell you why it's a bit sneaky.
Mm.
Because say you have pulled over because you're experiencing chronic traffic fatigue.
And you're doing the safe thing. Sure.
Well, you're saying you don't know how long you're going to be asleep for, but you're going to be asleep.
It's a great point.
But you know, and if you actually had the energy, you literally just pulled over and crashed out. I think that's shocked me.
Yeah.
That has shocked me. Yeah. It takes a lot to show that shocked me. Sons, what you got?
Phil from Croydon says, Johnny Love and gang, like Gavin, I slept through the storm of 87.
Loads of us did.
I've also slept through the first hour of a Biffy Clyro gig at the O2, and I also sleep through any rubbish at the festivals I go to. I just get flat out on the floor and let people walk over me.
It's you. I'm always amazed at those people that you just walk through, they're just asleep on the floor and just don't care.
Yeah.
And part of me admires them, men like Phil from Croydon.
Yeah.
Thanks, Phil from Croydon. I once slept through a rocket attack on October the 13th in Iraq. I was woken up by the all-clear alarm, says Aaron. It's Aaron on his way to Hereford. Hey, I'm going down to Hereford for the weekend.
Sure.
I am. I'm going down Friday night. We've got a bright get-together. Well, we've got the annual dinner coming. What do you got there? Me. My son slept through the blokes taking the renderings off the wall outside his bedroom. They were using two pneumatic drills at that time all morning. He didn't move an inch.
Oh.
God, you know something?
Wow.
Sometimes that line, you know, I just want to sleep once more like I did when I was a boy.
Yeah. The teenage sleep is like nothing else.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Till one.
Mm.
When you've gone to sleep at midnight till one. Like for a good 13-hour kip.
Easily.
No sweat.
Lovely.
Downstairs, a packet of Weetabix.
Back to bed.
A loaf of toast.
And then a siesta.
A loaf of toast. Finish off like bacon with your hands. And then back to bed till four.
Beautiful.
You know, wake up in time to watch Blockbusters.
Oh.
Bit of Neighbours.
Right. Classic MO. Not exactly a momentous occasion, but I fell asleep while I was talking to someone in the middle of my own sentence. My excuse was that it was late. We'd had a couple of glasses of wine, but it took some explaining later to the poor guy. Yeah. He was a bit dull mind. Army talk, hush, hush. As you know, only too well, loads of people saying that. I fell asleep during The Exorcist in the cinema on a date with my now wife, says Roy. Fell asleep during, you know, actually a bit of nookie. once.
What?
Didn't go down too well. says Nathan Hughes. I presume by that you mean it didn't go down. You know,
yeah.
Because it's ambiguous, that statement, isn't it?
Because
You wouldn't have.
Sure.
See what I mean? Because you're asleep. Sure. This is Nirvana on Radio X.
She has me like a Pisces well.
it all if you want it. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all is how to put you down when you're there.
Dating the identity.
Signed in grid.
Of that band, their identity. Of course, is really
fantastic.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, it's good, see, it is.
Great, but.
Oh, it's great. They are, for sure, eh? A great band, so they are. Oh, it's good. Razorly. On Radio X, really entertain. That goes out to your more. So it does there. Oh, look at this.
Oh, there he is.
What about you? How are you doing?
Hi, John.
Okay. Oh, it's Rich Wolfen and see it as.
Little Rich.
Oh, what about you?
Is that a question?
Sorry. How's it about you? You're right there, Rich. How are you?
Yeah,
you're good. You're dead on.
I'm dead on. 100% okay, dead on.
Okay. Yeah. Rich. Lovely to have you here this week. Are you doing tomorrow night as well? We got you all. You're
not. I'm off tomorrow and Saturday.
So you're not. You're literally following the O'Connell.
Ooh.
Yes.
What are you going to do with your big
the O'Connell
Friday?
Way? Yeah. But that sounds a bit odd. It sounds like a sort of an Irish travel show. Next week I'll be in the Blarney Castle
on O'Connell's
as
way.
As we go down the Giant's Causeway. On the O'Connell way.
I would watch it.
Okay. Yeah, I would as well.
Yeah, it'd be all right.
You have to be quite toasted. But anyway.
You know, yeah.
So, Rich, what's on your show? What's on your show tonight, then?
Tonight is Last Request, where the listener gets to choose.
Why did you do the most ridiculous gesture? The listener.
He made it sound like he's got one listener.
he sort of handed it over like, the listener.
Don't rub it in,
Gabby. Dan's one listener.
What have you got for the Dan's listener? Yeah. Don't insult him either. What are you going to give the listener tonight? You got the Last Request.
The choice is of a hat trick of Florence tunes. Florence okay. Machine. Florence
hey, I
the
just
machine.
Saw her actually. Why oh, did yeah? I just see her?
I don't know.
Why, Mr. Square?
No, I just saw a close up of her hair. And then it zoomed out on social media. Oh. It zoomed out on Forest Hill. I can't remember. Mm. What's she got on at the moment, the special? Well, she's on Richie's show.
I'll tell you all about it.
Okay, Richie's up next with Florence.
Johnny Vaughan.
With Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
Radio X.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
We're an ish and mad about pets. We bake birthday cakes for cats. Let dogs share our beds. And even get tattoos of ferrets. Yes, ferrets. Now that's love. You do anything and everything for your pets. And at Pets at Home, so do we. Whether it's expert advice, veterinary care, or grooming, more people trust us with their pets than anyone else. We're all for pets. To verify, visit petsathome.com/allforpets.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
It's often those perfectly imperfect holiday moments we remember the most. Like when us adults sit down for dinner, the kids go jumping in the pool, leaving us with soggy sausages. At SVL Villas, we can't guarantee a dry dinner. But with beautiful villas across stunning Mediterranean locations, it is the perfect place for modern families to make memories. So visit svlvillas.com.
SVL Villas.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker. Radio X
Oasis. We'll be right back.
Tells a dance throughout that. She's another sort of one woman line dance. Can it be a line dance if you're on your own?
No.
Oh, it's not a style of dance.
No, it's not a style of dance. She was line dancing on her own. She line dances on her own. Here's some other things we've learnt. There are no excuses after something delivers the news. You can't plead ignorance. You're in the loop. Jackie Shepherd is getting his bike chipped by the old Bill.
Yeah.
He's now an informant. Certainly his bike is. It's 36 days until the Gallagher brothers walk out on stage together. A year ago, we were a year away.
Blimey.
Money doesn't sleep. Evil doesn't sleep. Santa doesn't sleep. Danny Elfman's parents were called Blossom and Milton Elfman.
Yep.
He was rejected by his school orchestra for having no propensity for music. But he loved it when they get it so wrong.
So spectacular.
He's stuffing up them later. Gene went to a posh restaurant to celebrate an anniversary. His dad asked if they could pull together a bit of a ploughman's. Dads love going off menu like that. Harry's intrigued by UK's Shawarma. That's a West Bromwich takeaway, not a Lebanese punk band. Right. Ian in Glasgow slept through an athlete gig, then slept through a lock-in afterwards. And you can't win a limbo competition in absentia.
No.
That's what we learned today. Fascinating show. It's going to get better because Richie Wolfenden is on next. He's got a last request. Thanks, Suns. Thanks, Kev. Thanks, Harry. Thank you so much, Vin, for pulling it all together. And thanks to you for your texts.
Steal a car with me and we'll drive it to Berlin. Just show a hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed.
Everybody idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no.
with Thatcher's Haze. What cloudy cider's supposed to taste like.
And up next.
It's Rich Wolfenden with you in for Dan O'Connell one more time on the Radio X Evening Show. And tonight it's all about the last request. You get to choose the final track that we play on tonight's Radio X Evening Show.
Radio X.
At Matalan, it's time for another exclusive deal. Matalan Me members get 20% off when you spend £40 or more. Just in time for payday. Go on, you deserve it. Visit matalan.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
Life is full of big questions, like, why am I here? What is my purpose? And does God even exist? The Book of Mormon might not have all the answers to life's great questions, but it's unquestionably funny, unquestionably shocking, and unquestionably the best time you can have in the West End. See the show Rolling Stone calls the gold standard for comedy, The Book of Mormon. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
How often does your dad think about the Roman Empire? Monthly? Weekly? Daily? The chances are it's more often than you think. Is it the marching, the clashing swords, the practical sandals, or maybe it's the drama? If your dad loves a bit of all things Roman, then best-selling author Con Iggulden's new novel, Tyrant, about Nero, the most feared emperor of all, makes the perfect Father's Day gift. That's Tyrant by Con Iggulden. For the old Roman in your life.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app.
Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
Radio X.
Thank you very much, Mr. Johnny Vaughan. And the 4 till 7 Fan Gang, an excellent penultimate show of the week. They will be back tomorrow from 4 o'clock with more entertainment and more accents. That's what I would predict for sure. But it's Rich Wolfenden with you now, in for Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. You choose the final track of the night. But we start the night with the Libertines. This is Don't Look Back Into the Sun.